Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5 and 25 to 31. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Today's article, titled Coffee Breath, was written by Adam R. Holtz. I was sitting in my chair one morning years ago when my youngest came downstairs. She made a beeline for me, jumping up into my lap. I gave her a fatherly squeeze and a gentle kiss on the head, and she squealed with delight. But then she furrowed her brow, crinkled her nose, and shot an accusatory glance at my coffee mug. "Daddy," she announced solemnly, "I love you, and I like you, but I don't like your smell." My daughter couldn't have known it, but she spoke with grace and truth. She didn't want to hurt my feelings, but she felt compelled to tell me something, and sometimes we need to do that in our relationships. In Ephesians 4, Paul zones in on how we are to relate with each other, especially when telling difficult truths. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Humility, gentleness, and patience form our relational foundation. Cultivating those character qualities as God guides us will help us speak the truth in love and to seek to communicate what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. No one likes being confronted about weaknesses and blind spots, but when something about us smells, God can use faithful friends to speak into our lives with grace, truth, humility, and gentleness. Let's pray. Father, help me to humbly receive correction, and help me to offer it with love, grace, and gentleness. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.